This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. As Israel prepared on Sunday for a ground assault on the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip, Palestinians who have lost numerous family members in airstrikes were bracing for more destruction. Here's Reuters correspondent Edward Baran.
Umm Mohammed Al-Laham sits next to her four-year-old granddaughter, Fula, in a hospital in Gaza. She said an Israeli airstrike hit the family home, killing 14 people, including Fula's parents, siblings, and members of her extended family.
May God heal her and heal all the injuries of all Muslims. She is not talking or anything, as you can see. She's sleeping in bed and taking medicine. They've put a cast on her hand, and her leg has platinum. I hope she will get better, and God be with her.
This hospital, like others, is operating on low supplies of medicine and fuel.
Reuters correspondent Edward Baran, who says Palestinians bracing for more destruction. Israel has already unleashed the heaviest airstrikes ever on Gaza. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up his conversations in Cairo, spoke to reporters on the tarmac at the airport.
It was important to make it very clear that the United States has Israel's back. We will stand with it today, tomorrow, and every day. And we're doing that in word and also in deed. I spent time with Prime Minister Netanyahu to go through the needs that Israel may have to make sure it can effectively defend itself. And you've already seen a lot of that assistance moving forward. And that's a conversation that'll continue.
Blinken will return to Israel on Monday for more talks with Israeli officials in this situation. This is VOA News. At least 28